Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Now, the recent volume, A History of Arab Graphic Design, published by AUC Press, is a welcome addition to any graphic designer's bookshelf. The book charts key designers and events that were integral to the discipline, and the content follows a timeline that spans pre-1900s to the modern day, encompassing examples that traverse Morocco and Iraq. To share some of the challenges in putting the title together and why designers of the diaspora community were integral to piecing this history together, let's hear from the scholars and co-authors of the book. Joining us from Cairo, here's Bahia Shahab and Haytham Noir.
The biggest challenge we face is actually the lack of archives. My name is Bahia Shahab, and I am a designer and an educator and an artist based in Cairo. Most of the older generation of designers did not have the internet actually as a tool of documentation. Right now, our students, there are so many platforms where they can document their work even digitally. Some of them do it automatically. They know that it needs to be done. But with the older generation, they didn't have these tools and they didn't see the value or the importance of documenting their work. Also personal archives to some designers. So we would hear that somebody is very important, but unfortunately, either they have passed on and their family did not retain their design work, or they themselves are alive, but were not careful in documenting and keeping copies of their work. We don't mean they don't see the importance of archiving, but the socio-political situation that these people were living in is they are being displaced, there is unrest around them. A priority for them is survival, so documentation comes second. Everything is linked. Designers all know that design is part of everything. And this is what is not mentioned frequently. And this is what you see in the book, a really long journey of the story of the region, but through design.
Both of us are educated and working in an American university on an Egyptian land. So one of the challenges that we find is actually the mistrust of a foreign institution in Cairo. Why two scholars working in an American university are actually looking to document and write about the history of Arab graphic design. My name is Haytham Noir. I'm an artist, designer, and scholar, educator, also based in Cairo. Some of the designers and or families are much more skeptical about why we are doing this. So they refused to give us actually the information and they didn't work to collaborate, unfortunately. That was a big challenge as well.
First, when we set out to work on the book, we thought that we would be documenting the work of designers and artists who belong to the geography of the Arab world or who have lived here. But due to the Palestinian condition and the Lebanese civil war, the invasion of Iraq, the war in Syria, the war in Yemen, civil unrest, all of these historic events have led to the migration of generations upon generations of designers. Most of the designers have either migrated to Europe or the United States. We traced these designers, we connected with them, and we decided to include their work because we saw the value of their work, even if they're now currently living outside of the Arab world geographically, they still belong to the Arab world culturally.
I have only an Egyptian citizenship, Bahia Shikari, dual citizenship, Egyptian and Lebanese. At that time, when we started the research, that was in 2016. Luckily, I was being very fortunate that having the internet, so we can actually communicate with people via emails and other means of communication. But we couldn't travel. Sudan, for example, we didn't make it because it was very difficult. Bahia, luckily, because of her Lebanese passport, she made it to Syria. But I can't make this within my Egyptian citizenship. Iraq, we didn't visit. It was very complicated. And so many other cases that it was because of the political situation, we couldn't actually travel and collect the data from the country itself. Sadly to say, it was very easy for both of us, because also we are an academics in an American university, to travel to the US, the UK and France to collect data, but we couldn't actually make it to the Arab countries.
So for the designers in Iraq or other places where we could not access, first of all, we were lucky to find them in the diaspora. So those who left, we were able to connect with. Haysam went to London to meet Dia al-Azawi and other designers from Iraq. And they were so generous in providing us with material. We had friends who visited designer, artist and historian Kamal Bulata in Berlin. So we had friends who visited and documented an interview and collected his work from him. The designers in Palestine, we used the online archive of the Palestinian Poster Archive. It's quite extensive and it's available online.
They are actually designers in diaspora, especially from certain generations. They are very much in contact with each other. Like they have an artist slash designers community abroad. When we had the chance to meet some of them, they actually put us in contact with the rest of them. So not just only giving designs from their personal archives, such as Dia al-Azawi in London, but also he put us in contact with all Iraqi designers in diaspora. So the ones in the US, the one in Norway, the ones in Spain, in the UK. So personal accounts, personal emails and phone numbers and put us in touch with them. Luckily, we were being able to connect because of this diaspora community-based connection that they have. We had educators in schools, and we connect with them, asking them for help. Rather, we know someone that they can go and conduct the interview on our behalf, or just like look for any material, might be in the archive of the art and design schools, or might be in the national archive of the country itself. And as Bahia mentioned as well, we have here in Egypt, I mean, most of the Palestinian diaspora, they're actually based in Egypt for many political reasons. So it was, again, similarly help from the community of Palestinian artists that they put us in contact with Palestinians living in Palestine or in Lebanon, and some of them here in Egypt.
It's interesting for you to see how other parts of the world were reacting to similar causes or similar things that were going around the world. How we are united. Like, one designer had psychedelic Arabic fonts designed. To me, that was like wonderful. Burhan Karkutli was living in Germany in the 70s. So Arab design was at par and in conversation with what was going on in the world at the time. And I think this is the key outtake from the book for anybody who's interested in learning about the history of the region or the visual history of the region.
Bahia Shahab and Haytham Nawar there. They were speaking to this show's producer, Maylie Evans. A History of Arab Graphic Design is published by AUC Press and is available to purchase now. And that's all we have time for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.